Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Janavallabha Girivara Dhari. Gopi Janavallabha Girivara Dhari. Yasoda Nandana Vajajana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Vajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Janavallabha Girivara Dhari. Gopi Janavallabha Girivara Dhari. Yasoda Nandana Vajajana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Vajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Parabrahamja Prabhajakacharya Satata Sata Shishima Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Iskan Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Premsi Goshi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sari Gaura Bhaktivinda Ki Shishi Radha Krishna Gogopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki, Mayapur Navadvip Dham Ki, Jagannath Puri Dham Ki, Shri Bhakti Devi Ki, Shrimati Tulsi Devi Ki, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki, all glories to Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Hare Krishna, all glories to some of the Bodhis, all glories to some of the Bodhis, all glories to some of the Bodhis, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Reading today from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 13, Text 52. Animadyar Mahimabir. Animadyar Mahimabir. Ajat bir vibhuti bi. Ajat bir vibhuti bi. Chatur vimshati bistatvai. Chatur vimshati bistatvai. Mparita maharadi bi. Animadyar Mahimabir Ajat Bir Vibhuti Bi Jatur Vimshati Bistatvai Mparita Maharadi Bi Animadyar Mahimabir Ajat bir vibhutabi Jatur vimshati bistatvai Mparita mahidadi bi Please chant. Anivajadi mahi Bistatvai Parita Maharadi Bi Animaya Mahimavya Parita Maharadi Bi Anima Ajay, headed by Anima, Mahimabi, by opulences, Aja Adyabi. Headed by Ajya. Vibhuti bi. By potencies. Njatur vimshati bi. 24 in number. Tatvai. By elements for the creation of the material world. Mparita. All the Vishnu Murtis were surrounded. Mahat Adi Bi, headed by the Mahatattva. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada. All the Vishnu Murtis were surrounded by opulences, headed by Anima Siddhi, by the mystic potencies headed by Aja, and by the 24 elements for the creation of the material world, headed by the Mahatattva. Please repeat. All the Vishnu Murtis were surrounded by the opulences. Headed by Anima Siddhi. By the mystic potencies headed by Aja. And by the 24 elements for the creation of the material world. Headed by the Mahatattva. Purport. In this verse, the word Mahimabhi means Aishvarya, or opulence. The Supreme Personality of Godhead can do whatever He likes. That is His Aishvarya. No one can command Him. But He can command everyone. Sad Aishvarya Purnam. The Lord is full in six opulences. The yoga siddhis, perfections of yoga, such as the ability to become smaller than the smallest, anima siddhi, or bigger than the biggest, mahima siddhi, are present in Lord Vishnu. Sad Aishvarya Purno Ya Iha Bhagavan. Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, chapter 1, text 3. The word Aja means maya or mystic power. Everything mysterious is in full existence in Vishnu. The 24 elements mentioned are the five working senses, pancha kamendriya, the five senses for obtaining knowledge, pancha gyanendriya, the five gross material elements, pancha mahabhuta, the five sense objects, pancha tanmatra, the mind, manas, the false ego, ahankara, the Mahatattva, and material nature, Prakriti. All 24 of these elements are employed for the manifestation of this material world. The Mahatattva is divided into different subtle categories, but originally it is called the Mahatattva. Om Agana Timarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Karamayam Dadati Svapatantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamsta Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Setam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Hitamsya He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostite Tapta Kanchan Gorange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripye Vanchakopa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyabhacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnava Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Masari Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare So today, I thought I would begin with a little bit of a review of what has transpired in this whole Leela. To bring us to this point where Krishna is demonstrating something. So first thing that occurred is that Brahma decided he would perform some mischief. He was going to play some trick on Lord Krishna. He wanted to see the power of his master and wanted to see how he would react and what would happen. But at the same time, after doing this mischief, he became really afraid. Became afraid that perhaps it was not the right thing. Perhaps he had overstepped his boundaries and maybe created offense against Lord Krishna. And so when he came back, he saw, after stealing the cows, cowherd boys and the calves, he saw that the scene was exactly as he had left it 1 year ago. The same boys were there, the same calves were there. They were enjoying the lunch as before. And it's a little bit confusing. Lord Brahma, he was very confident in his powers. He thought, I have great mystic power in this universe. I can do so many incredible things. I do all the creation of all the different forms. So he had some great confidence in his power. When he put the boys asleep, he thought, okay, now I've stolen the boys and they will not be available. They will not participate. So Brahma became very astonished when he saw this scene when he returned, and he began to wonder whether his mystic power had absolutely no effect. He couldn't believe it. He couldn't understand how this could happen, because his mystic power works. He has such powers that he can not only create all the forms, but he creates different forms of illusions for the living entity and so many details of creation are within his mystic powers. So he was a little bit, actually quite bewildered, how this could go on for a whole year as if he hadn't done anything at all. What had happened? How is it possible that he had absolutely no effect? So he could, and the most bewildering thing is that he couldn't understand, he couldn't ascertain what had happened. Lord Brahma, he's doing all this creation, yet here's the creation in front of him and he can't figure out what's going on. It's something beyond his understanding, what to speak, his power. So he's becoming more and more bewildered as to what was really going on, whether these were the same boys, whether it were not, what was going on. So in fact, what was happening is something very powerful, because Lord Krishna was giving him a lesson. When Lord Krishna decides to give a living entity, anyone, even up to Lord Brahma, a lesson, it is quite astounding, quite remarkable, and quite effective. So, in particular, Brahma's exhibition of his mystic power is given some comparisons to other things. Anyone can remember what one of them might have been? The dark snow on top of a hill at night. That's definitely, yeah, that's one. And the glowworm. Yes. So the glowworm, he has some power to exhibit some light. It's like here in Florida, we have these fireflies. I don't know if you've ever seen them, especially in the fall evening, just after sunset. There's all these little small little lights floating in the air. So they look a little significant, especially if you're up close. But during the daytime, you don't even notice them. They could be doing whatever, and nobody would even see those. So they're quite insignificant compared to the power of the sun to bring light. And that was the comparison of Lord Brahma's power, like this firefly or glowworm compared to the power of Krishna. Insignificant, unnoticeable. And as for the snow, I know I was born and raised up in Michigan, so we would have snow for a certain part of the year. And the snow is very beautiful and glittery during the day. In fact, you can even get what's called snow blindness because it reflects the light so strongly. But at night, there's nothing there. It's just dark. There's no, that glittery ability is gone, disappears. It means nothing. So again, Lord Brahma's power became insignificant. This is what was happening here, and Lord Brahma was becoming very bewildered about this. And in fact, this only reduced his power. When you try to show off in front of someone superior, it doesn't work. It makes you look foolish, makes you look insignificant. So, this is what has been happening here to Lord Brahma. And now, Krishna is beginning to show compassion. Lord Brahma is totally bewildered. He can't even penetrate what's happening here. He has no idea what has happened. He can't tell, are these boys the ones I've stole? Am I an illusion? Did Krishna bring them back? What is the nature of what's happening here? So Krishna reveals what has happened, that these are not the same boys. In fact, not only are they not the same boys, but they are not boys, new set of boys that Krishna's manifest. So they're not, again, any kind of living entities. So that was even another level of revelation. But these boys are actually in the calves, not expansion of Krishna's energy, but they are Vishnu, Krishna himself. And Krishna expands, he expands as Vishnu. So they are Vishnu himself. And they, now we have just been reading a whole section detailing how Lord Brahma saw the scene, how they were all decorated with their garlands and their different ornaments and their smile and their beautiful complexion, and how they were had the mark of Srivatsa and the Kastuba gem. So he could fully recognize, oh, these are Vishnu. These are something far beyond my power to create, far beyond my mystic power. So I'm not just matching Krishna's power, but Krishna has done way beyond me. He's expanded himself into innumerable forms right in front of me, something inconceivable, something of Krishna's unlimited power and opulence. So this is a little bit of a theme of this section about Krishna's complete power and opulence. And he could see that all living entities were worshiping Krishna. So these different forms. So not only were they Krishna, but everyone else was recognizing Krishna's position. Only he was not recognizing. So he was even more foolish. And then here in this verse, we see particularly the mystic perfections, anima, mahima, and different energies like aja. These are energies that Krishna has incomplete. He is the source of these energies. So he was further getting revealed the great power and opulences of Krishna, as well as these 24 elements which Krishna creates. Lord Brahma, he does a secondary creation, but he doesn't create all these different elements. These are created with the Mahatattva by the Supreme Lord. So he was getting a full dose of Krishna's power, his supreme power. And that these, again, these forms were not just some mystic transformation or mystic power showing some other living entities, some other energies. But it was, he was revealing himself to be Satchidananda, those original form of Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha. So a very powerful demonstration so that Lord Brahma was completely clear as to who Krishna was. Completely clear. And in particular here, we'll find out later that as Lord Brahma begins his prayers and begins to speak to Krishna, he recognizes, he says, you are Narayan, you are the original Narayan, and describes that. And Krishna, no, you don't understand, I'm just a coward boy. So at this point, he's no longer bewildered. Before he was thinking, yes, he's some unusual coward boy, but now he was completely clear because he saw Krishna giving his complete revelation of himself. Brahma also was realizing his own position, his limited consciousness, his limited his limited powers, and so limited that he could see that he himself was part of this material creation. His own body was that part of creation, which he was being controlled, and that his real nature was to be the eternal servant of Krishna. So he was gradually becoming enlightened and aware by Krishna's mercy of all these factors, of all these facets of Krishna's great superior position. I think there have been other great devotees in the past who have been revealed Krishna's superior position. Like one time, Lord Shiva, I think he fought with Krishna, isn't it? Yes. And when he was defeated by Krishna, it wasn't just an ordinary defeat, but he was actually quite happy to be defeated by his master. To see the power of his master. Although he can defeat anyone in this material world, he is quite happy that here is my Lord. He is so powerful. He has so much potency, unlimited, far beyond me. So this was very encouraging to Lord Brahma to realize this, and also Lord Shiva and to many others. Even before this, Lord Indra had gradually come to some realization that his powers were insignificant. So Krishna is now, he's gradually drawing a curtain down over the whole scene. What kind of curtain would that be? You said?
Perception of yoga.
Yoga Maya, yes. Stage by stage, he's giving the energy of Yoga Maya, which is the internal energy. So with the non-devotees, that energy acts to prevent any awareness, any understanding of who Krishna is. But here for Lord Brahma, he could partially understand who the Supreme Personality of Godhead is, and he was partially not allowed to see. As we'll see as we begin, because that partially not allowed means that he can see that Krishna is performing pastime as an ordinary boy, as an ordinary cowherd boy. So that he is both the Supreme, Aishwarya, everything under his control, at the same time he's a cowherd boy enjoying his pastimes. He could see Vrindavan as fully spiritual and fully liberated, where no lust or greed is present. Before, perhaps he was seeing a little confused, thinking it was a material scene full of the interaction of material elements and the living entities who are under these effects of lust and greed. But now, this Yoga Maya curtain was allowing him to see the reality of the spiritual existence. So, preparing for this class, I saw something that was very, very helpful and enlightening here. And I wanted to share that. Let me see here. Srila Prabhupada was speaking about Krishna's powers, especially his yoga perfections. And the perfections of great yogis who try to develop mystic powers and to actually, you know, exhibit some extraordinary powers. So Prabhupada describes as follows. He said, therefore, Krishna is not an ordinary living being. Krishna is the Supreme Personality. That is described here. What is Krishna? Krishna is Yogeshwara. Yogeshwara means yoga, mystic power. There are so many yogis, and they can exhibit yogic power. Anima, Lagima, Praptisiddhi, so many. Astasiddhi yoga. Not these ordinary yogas simply practicing some asana. But real yoga means to get perfection, anima, anu, to become very, very small. We are very small. So the yogic power, they can give up this material body, and in their spiritual body, they can enter anywhere through a hole. That is anima siddhi. Similarly, lagima siddhi, they can become very light and walk on water. That is lagima siddhi. Mahima siddhi, to become very big also. So there are so many cities. And then Prabhupada reveals his own position. Maybe we know Prabhupada is a pure devotee of the Lord. So the pure devotees, they have reached all perfection. He said, so we are not very much interested in these cities, Krishna Bhakta, because just like a rich man, he does not bother about earning money because he knows my father is very rich. So if I need money, my father will supply. Similarly, we are taking shelter of Yogeshwara, the master of all mystic yoga, mystic power. So if you want some astasiddhi, we take shelter of Krishna, and he'll show. Why shall I take so much trouble? Why? People say that in the Western world, I have played some wonderful things, but I do not know any siddhi. It is Krishna's desire. He has shown. Krishna is pleased that, quote, for me, this person has come to serve me. Now see how wonderful it is. Therefore, Yogeshwara, instead of becoming a yogi, you take shelter of Yogeshwara. Then all yogic power will be within your control. Just like a rich man's son. If he is in trouble, the whole father's estate is behind him. Why should he hanker after earning money? So this was how Prabhupada understood and was dealing with the mystic powers which are so desirable to so many advanced transcendentalists. That they're insignificant, they're unnecessary for him to even strive for or exhibit. Because Krishna, in a minute, he can make it all happen through his powers. Because he is master of all these powers, there's no trouble for him. So such was the position of Srila Prabhupada. Always feeling very safe, very confident in being the servant of Lord Krishna. And that all power, all perfection, all requirements will be there simply by Krishna's arrangement. So Krishna allowed these mystic powers to be Srila Prabhupada allowed these mystic powers of Krishna to be manifest through him. As we can see, how he created this society in a place, this ISKCON society, in a place which was totally devoid of any focus of great consciousness, of spiritual consciousness, Krishna consciousness, as we see has been created by Srila Prabhupada. So what did Krishna do here? What has he done? He showed how the living entities have a limit of all their powers, all their abilities, of their ability to understand that it is all limited to this material realm. And that Krishna himself, he is very detached from all the activities and the reactions and activities of the living entity. To him, it's not very important. has no particular interest. This is Krishna's great detachment. So this is another feature, something that we can realize here, is that all the living entities are simultaneously fully dependent on Krishna, and they're independent of him. So this is a bit perplexing, but it is a fact that we're fully dependent on Krishna, that is no doubt, but still we have our independence. We can choose not to be independent. Not to act like we're not dependent. We can make that choice. How this can be is, there is an example given in the in the Bhagavad Gita of how these contradictions can exist. Krishna gives this verse where he says, "Understand that the mighty wind blowing everywhere rests always in the sky. All created beings rest in me." So how is it that one who is completely dependent can act independently? Practically, it's an inconceivable feature of the relationship between the living entity and Krishna. But Krishna limits these activities of the living entity and their powers. He limited it to the circumference of the material world, because we are living in this material world, and this is our scope, our area for action. So here, Vrishnabhat Chakrabarti Thakur, in this example from Bhagavad Gita, he explains that this is Krishna's achinta shakti, his mystic power. And his mystic power is such that he makes what is inconceivable understandable to the living entity. With such an example about the wind blowing everywhere in the sky, and yet the sky is separate, detached. The sky is not attached to the wind, but the wind is contained within the sky. Because the wind and sky are both unconscious. So it's the example limits there, but still there's one case exception to this rule. And that is what is being demonstrated in our verse today. That case where there is a living being that is unattached to the material world, but he is controlling it. And that is the supreme controller, that is Krishna. So that is the only exception. And in this way, we can see that Krishna is given instruction and guidance so that we can understand him according to our limited, very reduced consciousness that we have. Krishna is so perfect that he can even make these inconceivable features understandable to ordinary living entities. So I would like to stop at this point and ask if anyone has any questions or comments on these verse or discussion today. First, Trivikram, and then Pran Govinda.
So we see that some of the devotees of the Lord, like Narad Muni, Hanuman, they didn't have to practice separately for mystic powers, but they just achieve it automatically. Whereas other yogis, it would take them sometimes thousands, hundreds of thousands of years before they achieve some siddhi, see? But for the devotees, it can come automatically. Narad Muni, he can go into the spiritual world, into the material world, in and out, whenever he likes. A little comment.
Yes. There are some examples in the life of Ramanujacharya. Example, when he was a young boy, he learned that his father had some debts he could not pay. So I think he had some tamarind seeds, and he immediately turned them into gold coins. Madhvacharya, excuse me, got him mixed up. So he didn't practice any yoga for that. He just simply had that ability automatically within him. Similarly, I know in the last few days we've been discussing about Prabhupada's great powers and how he manifests this whole movement, changed the whole society across the whole world. And he came with nothing. At an old age of 70 years old, no money, no friends, and yet this whole transformation has occurred. Yes, Prangovan.
That Brajavasis, because we are trying to follow Brajavasi, as Srila Prabhupada indicated, the Brajavasis, none of them ever knows or interested in mystic power. Mm. But they are fully attached to Krishna, and when the question asked that, what about, can Krishna do mystic? Oh yes, Krishna can do mystic power. They don't want to practice mystic power, but they want to just maintain that belief that, yes, Krishna will do mystic power if necessary. So that's the attitude of the sadhaka, or practitioner, who are following the brajana. In Nectar of Devotion, Srila Prabhupada did give one of those 64 qualities, that how Krishna has this 8 mystic power. He gives anima. Srila Prabhupada gives, anima is smaller than smallest, so two way explained. The smallest thing is 1/10,000 tip of hair is the soul, and Krishna is so small, to prove it, he enters into the heart of that 10,000 tip of hair. That's one. And internally another, that in Raslila, where there's billion girls, and Krishna entered into the heart of everyone, and controlling each of the girls, that each girl never saw there is another girl or another Krishna dancing. Mm. Only saw that Krishna, only her and Krishna, nobody else in the entire universe. So that was the real power of anima. And then anima mahima, heavier than heaviest. When Krishna took a ride on Trinavarta, he proved Trinavarta was so giant, covered the whole sky, and Krishna's little baby was heavier than that. So as Prabhupada gave those examples, then Lagima, lighter than light. When he lifted Govardhan, Krishna didn't even feel it was heavy or anything. Light, very light. And Anima, Lagima, Mahima, Lagima, Prapti. Prapti, while Govardhan offering was going on, he just extended his hand 28 miles and started eating. Yeah, Prapti. Then Prakamma. Prakamma in Akrura Ghat, bathing place, or he was explaining, Prabhupada gave that how Krishna displayed this, his vibhuti, like unbelievable, three different sections. Then Ishita, controlling, that how eating little dirt, Mother Yashoda saw that entire universe in him, that how his everything is in. It was very astonishing. Bashita is also Govardhan Leela, that how he subdued Indra without telling Indra what he's going to do. Indra became automatically subdued by his power. Ishita, Bhushita, then Kama Abhashayita. When he plays the flute, the entire universe become paralyzed, wonder about him. So it's like all 8 Prabhupada gave the example. Very nice.
Thank you. Any other questions, comments? Yes, Prabhu.
Sometimes Krishna also likes to see his devotees surpass what he can do. He also empowers them with those potencies to do stuff that apparently he couldn't do, like with Ramachandra. He built the bridge. Of course, he had the stones flow, which is one of those, I'm sure. Enters into them, make them lighter than the lightest. But Hanuman jump over one step. He just stepped over. So we know he also likes to take
those
big
the great
steps
power to so actually, it's quite a comfortable position to take shelter of the Yogeshwara. When an individual living entity tries to exhibit his powers, you know, it's difficult because he's trying hard to struggle with material energy. It's a big exertion for him, but to be, when one is relying on his father or his superior person, and they exhibit everything, it's quite an easy and comfortable position. So it's much preferable. Very.
There was one more that I was thinking of. It was just that Lord Nityananda, he delivered one jagai and one madhai.
Mm.
So that was the... And then Srila Prabhupada, he came to America and he found thousands of jagais and madhais. Oh, he said it with smiling, you know.
That was the secret. When somebody said, "What, you exhibit your powers," and he said, "All these boys and girls, that is my mystic powers. That they're all here. He's attracted. He brought so many persons to Krishna consciousness. That is his real."
One technical question that you have mentioned in the class, that dependence and independence.
But if we sit down for a couple hours, you can really literally take any example that the soul are eternally dependent. To see separate existence, Krishna provides by a perception of Maya. But if any intelligent literary search, he will see 100% soul is dependent. Give me any example, we will break down. Prabhupada mentioned this many times, so I was contemplating that how each soul 100% dependent on Krishna.
Mm.
But if they don't have a time, they don't want to use the intelligence, then Maya will cover their eyes, that they are independent, they have existence without God.
So here the greatest person in the universe, Lord Brahma, is having that full realization. How he's so much dependent on the Supreme Person, Krishna. All right, thank you everyone. All glories to Srimad Bhagavatam, all glories to Srimad Prabhupada.